This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. A diagnosis of esophageal cancer or lung cancer or other cancer of the chest sends a patient and her family down a long, difficult, and sometimes lonely and scary road. Such cancers often grow unnoticed, so by the time they're found, the prognosis is poor. About 2 years ago, Johns Hopkins Bayview reorganized how it approaches chest cancers to confront the cancer with a wide view of how to treat it and to include the patient as part of that treatment team. Here's how Dr. Daniela Molina, a surgical oncologist on the team of physicians at the Kimmel Cancer Center's Thoracic Oncology Multidisciplinary Clinic, described its approach in a video Johns Hopkins produced.
We meet as a team, so thoracic surgeons, medical oncologists, radiation oncologists, pathologists, radiologists, we all together evaluate the patient's history, the patient's x-rays and CT scans, and we all discuss what is the best treatment for that patient in particular. There are a lot of possibilities for treatment. There is never really one option. And so it's very important to look at every single patient like a unique case.
With me to tell us more about lung cancer and the multidisciplinary clinic's approach is its director, Dr. Russell Hales, assistant professor of radiation oncology and molecular radiation sciences at Johns Hopkins. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And also with us is the clinic's coordinator, nurse practitioner Peggy Lang, who has cared for lung and esophageal cancer patients at Johns Hopkins for more than 20 years. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Dr. Hales, why is it such a big deal assembling all the doctors around the table at the same time?
Well, as was said by Dr. Molina, the treatment of tumors like lung cancer is very complex. And getting the right stakeholders in the room together, that is, getting the key people who will make decisions to discuss individual patients, is going to help those patients to do better. And that's why it's important that we bring that team together.
Do they actually come up with different ideas when they're all sitting together looking at one patient's records?
Well, we all have different ways of approaching things, but the point is to bring those together to do what's right for the patient. And so, yes, what we find happens is that when you put 15 or 20 or 25 physicians and other providers in a room together to talk about individual patients, there's an energy there, there's an excitement there about how we can best treat a patient. What we found over time in this clinic is that the way that we approach these tumors becomes a lot more predictable. So certainly we look at the individual features of each patient to make a decision on how to best treat them. What happened when I started at the Johns Hopkins Hospital as a faculty member was that patients would often come to see me some 2, 3, 4 weeks after they had initially gotten into the hospital to be seen. And by the time that they moved down that pathway of seeing multiple providers, time had passed. Usually the plan that was put forward would be initiated by the first doctor that saw the patient. But as time went on, there was a chance for the patient's tumor to grow. If providers 4 weeks in wanted to make changes in terms of how the patient would be managed, there was already a path set forward. By bringing everybody together on day one, we can collaborate and come up with a unified plan on how to proceed. I think what we do is we have unified protocols, but then we find the unique exceptions and we apply those as a unified team together.
Peggy Lang, I don't think I had realized how time-sensitive these decisions are, how mm-hmm. important it is to move quickly. Why so time-sensitive?
It isn't just the patient's anxiety. I mean, obviously, if somebody's told they have lung cancer, they want to get started as soon as possible. They want things to happen tomorrow. And unfortunately, there's a lot of testing that a patient needs to go through, so we have a very clear understanding exactly where the cancer has spread in the body. Because lung cancer can spread without a patient having any symptoms, often it can be more advanced the day a patient finds out they have it. And so there are other tests that have to happen. And that in itself can be anxiety provoking to the patient, just that we have more things to do one after another after another. But lung cancer is also critical that we start a treatment as quickly as we can. Lung cancers progress more quickly. The being located in the chest, near the airways, near the heart, near the vocal cords, the esophagus, complications that occur there can be life-threatening.
So how quickly does it happen in your clinic?
Ideally within a week. that when I receive a referral, I can arrange the other tests within the next few days. So by the time the patient comes to the multi-D clinic, the doctors there have all the information they need to get the treatment started. Assuming the patient agrees and wants to move forward, their next appointment is often the next day or 2 days later.
Now, just this month, Medicare announced it will pay for lung cancer screening, CAT scans.
Yay.
For people at high risk of cancer, essentially people who have smoked a lot. Dr. Hales, do you expect that screening to make a difference in the patients you'll be seeing?
The reason that that test was approved is because it was shown that in screening patients that were at high risk for lung cancer, as you said, patients who have smoked a lot or are currently smoking, that by screening them with a CT scan, that we could decrease the chance of patients dying from lung cancer by 20%. So we do anticipate that if this test is used in a more widespread manner in the community, that we can better pick up cancers earlier and increase the chance of curing them.
That's Dr. Russell Hales, a radiation oncologist who directs the Lung Cancer Multidisciplinary Clinic at Johns Hopkins Bayview. Here on Maryland Morning on 88.1, I'm Sheila Cast. Also here is nurse practitioner Peggy Lang, coordinator of the Lung Cancer Multidisciplinary Program, the Lung Cancer Screening Clinic, and the Pulmonary Nodule Clinic. Peggy Lang, how does it change things to call the patient part of the treatment team?
I think the trend in medicine overall in America is moving to patient-centered care. Patients want to be part of the decision-making. They don't want a doctor to just tell them what to do. They want to be able to ask intelligent questions, to be part of the team. And with us, that's absolutely the case. There are treatments we may recommend that a patient just doesn't want to tolerate, whether they have a family member with a past history of something, whether they have just an emotional issue, a spiritual, religious issue against something, for something. Now, granted, we're going to give our recommendation and educate the patient on why we feel this is the best treatment. If a patient refuses or asks something else, then we modify because, you know, we're not going to cure cancer by recommending something that a patient won't follow through. They are the key player of the team.
I want to hear another brief clip that Dr. Daniela Molina made in that video we heard earlier.
Every cancer is, depending on the stage, can be treated differently. And we want to be as aggressive as possible to give patients a better chance for survival.
As aggressive as possible. Dr. Hales, do you find that's what most patients want?
Well, as Peggy mentioned, every patient has a different philosophy, a different view. We all come in with different life experiences. And our role is not to dictate a treatment plan, but first to ask questions about a patient's goals and wishes. You're right. We do find that patients, generally speaking, want to be as aggressive as they safely can be. But what we first start by doing is asking them what their goals and wishes are.
Dr. Hales, does the multidisciplinary approach that you take change the outcomes of your patients as a group?
Well, we see a little over 200 patients a year in this setting. And we've shown that when we compare the patients who come through the program since we started versus those who came through before we started the program, that we're decreasing the amount of time it takes to come from entering Hopkins to starting therapy by about 35%. What that means is that patients are starting therapy quicker. What that means is that we're fighting tumors even more quickly and increasing their chance of curing their disease.
I want listeners to hear from another member of your team, Dr. Christine Hahn, who's a medical oncologist.
We don't have all the answers to which patient will be a long-term survivor of cancer, but our hope is that every patient we meet, especially at the multi-D clinic, that we can offer them a treatment plan that will provide them a really good quality of life for as long as possible.
Peggy Lash, how do you deal with that transition when it doesn't look like this patient is going to be cured?
I think it's important to focus again on the patient's goals. So we understand with the prognosis of lung cancer, there is a small percentage of patients that we can cure. But for those that we can't cure, quality of life is the most important goal. So we want to treat the patient and as we say, kick the can down the road as far as possible. But that means that the patient also has quality of life. We want to manage their pain. We want to manage their shortness of breath. We want to improve their fatigue. And so even if we're not treating with an intent to cure, if we're treating with palliation, that is also meeting the patient's goals.
How many patients are you caring for at any given time?
We have approximately 4 to 6 that come every week through the Multi-D clinic. Once they start on treatment, then they're really under the care of Dr. Hales and the medical oncologist or the surgeon. So we've had about 200 patients through the program that are in some phase of treatment or surveillance at this point.
Dr. Hales, is this multidisciplinary approach something that other hospitals which don't have Johns Hopkins financial backing could afford to do, or does it just take too many resources?
Well, that's a great question, and it's worth saying that this isn't just what we're doing in the lung program. It's also what we're doing in other disease sites, other cancers. We're doing this in prostate cancer, in pancreatic cancer, in breast cancer, so that we can improve the patient experience. It'll be a necessity that other programs take on this patient-centered role with multidisciplinary programs. It is resource-intensive up front, but what we're finding is that we're not only getting better outcomes for our patients, but they're having a better experience.
Does it take any change in normal reimbursement practices by insurers to cover this approach to treatment?
No, there's not a change in that. If anything, we find that we can do things more efficiently. You can envision that if a patient sees one provider or doctor and has a set of tests done, and then another one who wants another set of tests, and then a third who wants yet another set, that's inefficient and it's time intensive. If you can bring them all to the table and have them discuss and work together to come up with a plan, you'll actually end up getting fewer tests and a more streamlined approach for the patient.
Peggy Lang, what do you hear from patients about this approach?
They love it. I think the biggest response we hear is nobody spent the time to sit down and talk with me and answer my questions. Nobody explained this to me. Now I understand. And even though it's still frightening information to hear, they see that we work together as a team and they're part of that team.
Thank you for talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Russell Hales, Assistant Professor of Radiation Oncology and Molecular Radiation Sciences, directs the Lung Cancer Multidisciplinary Clinic at Johns Hopkins Bayview. He's also involved in development of the Lung Cancer Center of Excellence. Nurse practitioner Peggy Lang, coordinator of the Lung Cancer Multidisciplinary Program, has been caring for cancer patients at Johns Hopkins for 2 decades. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/MarylandMorning. Including a link to a video about the multidisciplinary clinic created by Laurie Singer. I'm Sheila Cass. This is Maryland Morning. Just ahead, novelist Azar Nafisi. Stay with us on 88.1.